The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you most solemnly, anything you ask for from the Father, he will grant in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. I have been telling you all this in metaphors. The hour is coming when I shall no longer speak to you in metaphors, but tell you about the Father in plain words. When that day comes, you will ask in my name, and I do not say that I shall pray to the Father for you, because the Father himself loves you for loving me and believing that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I leave the world to go to the Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Of course, these days that we would have had Ascension on Thursday had the bishops not moved it to tomorrow. And it's this Jesus preparing himself, the going back to the Father, but also then sending the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. I will ask you, the Father, he'll give you another advocate to be with you forever. And in a way, that's the Spirit. And that was what was wrong, not wrong in a way, but nevertheless diminished by Apollos, who'd only been baptized in the experience of John. We're baptized in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit that he was lacking there, because it's a Spirit that comes, and that Spirit we receive in our baptism, and of course strengthened even more in confirmation, reminding you what I'm always saying to you, that more and more all the sacraments flow from the Easter mystery. So there's baptism and confirmation, of course the Mass, and all the others, penance, of course all the others, all flow together. But all of it's a prayer. And that's what he says. Whatever you ask from the Father, he'll grant in my name. And that's why part of the prayer of the Mass is what bringing to the Lord our needs.